This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. The Health News Digest on the Bigger Picture. BFM 89.9.
It's Tina Kamila alongside Tishao Ik for the third installment of a segment we're calling Common Concerns, where you, our listeners, get to ask health questions that we then help find the answers to with the help from our experts.
No case is too trivial for us, including this one.
Why do some people have a lot of static electricity and how do you get rid of them?
Okay, so static electricity is produced when two materials rub against each other, causing a buildup of electrical charges, which, we learned in physics in school. So all materials, including our skin, our clothing, etc., are made up of negatively and positively charged particles, otherwise known as electrons. When two materials come into contact, for example, when your skin touches the door handle, let's say, the negatively charged electrons will jump from one material to the other. So one material will end up with more negative charges than positive ones. And if the charges cannot move away as they are produced, they accumulate in the material as static charge or electricity. And that's that zap that you feel. So you can easily build up a static charge when different layers of clothing rub against each other, or when your shoes make contact with carpet as you walk, or when you pull a jumper over your head and you notice like your hair is like sticking to the jumper and standing up a little bit. And when you touch a conducting material such as metal, so for instance a door handle or the tap of the sink, the excess electrons jump between your hand and the conductor, giving you a shock. And it's quite common to experience between 2,000 and 4,000 volts, even up to 5,000. And you tend to get more static shocks when the air is particularly dry in winter, but in our country, you'll be more likely to be in air-conditioned rooms. Because when it's humid, water molecules in the air allow excess electrons to dissipate slowly into the atmosphere, preventing that buildup of static charge. So things like wearing wool or rubber or walking on a carpet makes you more likely to hold on to your electrical charges. So the static shock is stronger when you touch something. And as it turns out, some people are actually more sensitive to shocks than others. And certain factors also predispose you to store more static electricity. For example, if you have a bigger body, bigger feet, and thinner shoe soles, you will store more static electricity and generate greater discharge. Other things you can do to avoid static buildup: wear shoes with natural materials like leather, use a humidifier if you can, and interestingly, apply moisturizer if your skin is very dry. Next question would be, how long should a power nap be so that you can wake up feeling fresh rather than lethargic?
So, a recent study in the journal Sleep examined the benefits of naps of various lengths and no naps for night shift workers. The result from that study showed that a 10-minute nap produced the most benefit in terms of reduced sleepiness and improved cognitive performance. A coffee nap was discovered by British researchers to be more effective than regular naps in improving post-nap alertness and cognitive functioning. Although conventional wisdom tells you that caffeine interferes with sleep, if you nap immediately after your afternoon coffee and sleep for about 20 minutes, because that's how long it takes for the caffeine to kick in, you can exploit the benefits of both the nap and the coffee. Interestingly, another research has shown that 6-minute naps, known as ultra-short sleep episodes, can improve declarative memory, a type of long-term memory that enables us to recall facts and knowledge. Essentially, a brief power nap where you stay in the lighter stages of sleep is better than a long one. If you nap longer than 30 to 45 minutes, you could run the risk of drifting into slow wave sleep, and waking from this state will result in sleep inertia, which is the feeling of grogginess and disorientation that can last for half an hour or more.
So that answers our questions. Before I go for my coffee nap, if you have a health question that you'd like us to tackle next week, write to us at biggerpicture@bfm.my or tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll go through all the published papers and speak to all the necessary experts to get you your answers.
And that's all we have this hour. If you missed any part of the show, you can download the podcasts from our BFM app. I'm Tina Camilia.
I'm Tishao Ik.
On BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.